Silence is golden. Silence is still. Silence is active. Silence is earth. Silence is water. Silence is silent. Silence is noisy. What silence is this? What is silence of coming going world, of emotion thought arising passing? What is silence ongoing change? When we assert self-centeredness, do we see that? Do we notice that? We can certainly see when we are not silence. We can see when we assert this or we assert that in reaction to arising circumstances outside or arising conditions, emotion, thought inside. And we try to fix all sorts of things with our ideas and judgments, with anger and greed. We even try to create silence by fixing the noisy circumstances inside, outside. That is, what seems noisy and troublesome to us by the standards of what we know should or should not be. Of course, this life, we must respond, do what is called for by the circumstances, respond to need. But are we reacting based on mine and not mine, attachments for and against? Can we see when we assert self-centeredness, put that onto ongoing change? In the Talmud, in Pirkei Avos, chapter 1:17, it states, Shimon b'nai oimer, kol yomai gadalti bein hachomim, v'lo matzosi leguf toiv ela shtika. Rabbi Shimon says, all my days I grew up among sages and did not find anything better for being, for body, except silence. Zazening is silence. Silence is body-mind silence in the midst of ongoing changing body-mind world, in midst of ongoing functioning, in midst of ongoing bodhisattva compassion responding. In fact, it is exactly that. What is that? Can you see and be this response, this moment, this silence? Notice if you take silence as something artificial and imposed, much less if you take it as a conceptual ideal to superimpose or a theoretical basis for judging. In the Denkoroku, in the case of ancestor Mishaka, Keizan Zenji writes that Mishaka was awakened on hearing his teacher, ancestor Daitaka, say, quote, when you leave the small stream, immediately you arrive in the great ocean, realizing unborn for yourself. Close quote. We can be fiddling with small stream improvements, creating the figured out ways that this should be, ways I should or should not be, she should be and he should not be, even creating silence. Because we become attached to all sorts of small stream aspects and forms, believing and directing this way and that, we miss this great ocean where we are, that we are. When, where, how, and with what are you fiddling in the small stream? How are you holding to small streaming? What can you not tolerate or forbear? With what are you not forgiving, not generous, not contented? Please look at specifics when these arise. What is your zazening in this moment? Opening up our fiddling, opening small streaming up, the great ocean is right here, is your life now. This ocean is broad and wide, spacious and unhindered by particular small stream forms that might blind us right now, small stream forms that we are caught up in right now. The ocean is unhindered by what appears in the ocean, undisturbed by particular forms and energies of the ocean. This is ocean silence. Please do not get stuck on any particular idea or hold to and try to create or force silence. No need to silence various ongoing changes, forces. And please notice when you are doing so or trying to do so. Please know that even artificial and self-imposed silence is small stream. Allowing emotion, thought, reactive habits, attachments, allowing those to arise in silence, to pass in silence, this arising is this ocean, this passing is this ocean. Keizan Zenji's poem for this case of ancestor Mishaka states, though clear waters range to the vast autumn sky, how can they compare to the hazy moon on a spring night? Most people want to have pure clarity, but sweep as you will, you cannot empty the mind. Close quote. Artificial silence, artificial clarity and purity is attempting to empty and silence mind. Empty and silence this endless dimension life of ongoing change. Opening up. Great ocean is right here now. It's up to us to live this silence as any. Live it as our life particulars. Not a matter of thinking, conceptualizing, or talking about it, holding to or imposing ideas and theories about it. As Reb Shimon says, V'loi ha-medrash hi ha'ikar, ela ha-masa, the exposition of Torah, of Dharma is not what is essential. Exposition is not essential, but the action, the essential is our action, our zazening life. In fact, too much talk only poisons, especially attachment to talk, concepts, positions, poison, defile for us the undefilable, the undefilable ocean, and yet we can defile it for us. So Reb Shimon says, Chol hamarbe dvorim mevi chet. That's the defilement of the undefilable. Zazening is getting what you already have, what you always have, always are. That's zazening, zazening silence. Though you may not know you have, may insist you are not, and therefore must go looking elsewhere. Of course, you do not have zazening silence. Zazening silence is your life. So, please enjoy your zazening silence life. Of course, as provisional practice, we may have to get rid of, let go of, what we have not got. All sorts of attachments and self-centeredness. All sorts of practice forms support us in this. Regular zazen, the precepts, sesshin, all sorts of daily life practices, some so-called public, some so-called private. This is zazening silence life. Not even leaving the small stream, immediately you are in the great ocean. Having spoken too much, still, I repeat, our life practice opportunity is simple. Being this moment, giving self away as this moment, being thus just this, we, you,